South Florida. I'm Shanae Amar. Your weekend is winding down. It is Sunday, August 6th, and right now you're watching the 6 Things to Know on NBC6. First up, Orlando police have officially identified Dayton Vail as the suspect they believe shot and critically injured two officers Friday night. Police say Vail initiated a second gunfight with SWAT when he was then shot and killed. Miami-Dade police are confirming that Vail was driving in the same car linked to a South Florida homicide, but at this point it's not clear if he was the gunman in that case. And police also confirming a second person has now died after a small plane came crashing down at North Perry Airport. According to the FAA, the single-engine Cessna veered off the runway as it took off on Friday. And right now, crews are working and looking for a plane they say disappeared in Puerto Rico. This happened on Friday. Officials say Carl Richardson and Oswald Fuentes were on board. The plane took off from San Juan, but it was reported missing after failing to land in St. Thomas. The Justice Department has requested a protective order following Donald Trump's recent post targeting prosecutors with a message that says, quote, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." The judge ordered Trump's legal team to respond to that motion by tomorrow. And tonight is a big night for soccer fans excited to see Inter Miami's star player Lionel Messi face FC Dallas in Texas. Tickets for tonight's matchup sold out in less than 30 minutes. Kickoff for that one, 9:30 p.m. And back to school events continue today in Miami Gardens. That's where organizers are hosting a book bag drive at the Betty T. Ferguson Recreational Center from 1 to 4 p.m. Feel free to drop off any school supplies that you think will be essential for kids in need of supplies. And before you go, let's take a look at our three-day weather forecast with meteorologist Chelsea Ambrose.
Well, as rain chances are slowly winding down this week, we have the heat that's ramping back up. Heat alerts until 7 o'clock today, but you could dodge an inland shower, not just for today, for tomorrow. But check it out. 95 back in our forecast, Shanae.
All right. Thank you for watching the 6 Things to Know. Remember, you can always follow the latest news on air and online on NBC6.com.